Well, hello and good morning. Welcome to episode 20 of Mornings with a Stranger. So, I happen to live in a quite cold climate, parts of the year anyway. It is a cold climate, and this happened to me a few days ago once, and then more recently twice, and so now it's a thing, and I got to thinking about it. So, basically, I'm outside in our cold climate, and I'm using my phone, not as a telephone-type device, but as a GPS-type device, walking outside, trying to get somewhere, and all of a sudden, my phone just shuts off. And this happened the other day when I was outside. It wasn't a big deal. More recently, it happened while I actually kind of needed the GPS navigation, but luckily I had kind of figured things out before it went away, but just completely shut down and went away. And then every time that it's happened to me, I haven't actually rebooted it without the cord. I didn't really give it a fair chance to know that if it fully warmed up, or at least if I did, I didn't do it thoughtfully, that if it fully warmed up, that it would actually come back on and be at a reasonable charge. The last time it went out, it was like 60%. Phone just is done. I'm assuming it was because it was cold, and I believe there's a cold, like, amount of degrees to not have your phone in. Interestingly enough, it happened to me when it was hot outside, and the phone actually told me that it was shutting down because it was too hot outside. This was no warning, so apparently they didn't put any, like, little instructions or whatever, little notes for us all when that happens. Apparently they didn't maybe think that was going to happen. I don't know. Anyway, I find this really fascinating in that we have this phone that can't handle cold weather. So what do people do in Alaska? I'm just curious. What do people do in my own city when you're outside and need the phone and we're not having tucked up to our face, which maybe keeps it warm enough? I don't really know. I'm thinking that, you know, yes, one could keep it in their coat and maybe that would keep it warm enough to keep going. Of course, then we also have the fact that on all of the iPhone booklets, it tells us that we should not have the phone closer than, I think I saw one that said 15 millimeters away and another said 10 millimeters away. Like, we shouldn't have it on our body or store it on, put it on our skin or directly on our body. So I'm thinking, okay, that, like, those two things don't go together very well. So how do we, like, do this? Like, what are we supposed to do if you're stuck outside for a while and you need your phone and then you're gone? Now you don't even have a phone. Like, you don't even have, like, a non-smartphone to utilize in emergencies to say, hey, I'm stuck outside, or whatever the case may be. So, just got me thinking, probably when I'm outside, need to be careful if I'm in a place that I might need my GPS and I'm walking around and there's not a warm place to go into to warm up my phone, which, again, not sure that would solve the problem if it really drags down the charge and then the moment I plug my phone in, it ramps up to 60 percent, or at least close to what it was when it died. So, love to know if somebody has a solution for this, or maybe my battery is just old and it just can't handle as cold a weather. Do the new phones handle cold weather well? We have skiers and the like, and people who walk around in the woods in the winter. So, just curious. Thank you very much for joining me and for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your morning and the rest of your day as well. We'll see you tomorrow.